Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging around with us today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. And my website is www.jbsba.com. It's Entrepreneurial Nirvana, ladies and gentlemen. That's my name for it. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And I do think you'll like it. You'll find a couple thousand, two with three zeros behind it, archives of shows that we've done. In the past, they're arranged in an alphabetical listing by category, and they're also linked directly to any of the Brain Trust members' position on our website. If you wanted to hear a particular person being interviewed, you know, on the show again, then go find them in the Brain Trust list, in the alphabetical listing, or in their category listing. If you don't remember their name, but you would remember it if you saw it again, go look for the category in our Brain Trust list or in the archives list, and you'll see their name there, and then you can click over to their archives or maybe read one of their articles or maybe find out more about them by going to their website. All that's there. Lots of links there. It's just a really powerful website, and I'm very proud of. We've been working on this now. It's taken us. We're in our seventh year with that website, and we just keep working on it to make it better for you. And we also want to thank our sponsors for helping us to do that. Jim Camp is not with us yet. He's probably going to be here in a little bit, but regardless, we're going to continue to talk about what he was going to talk about had he been here, and that's negotiating. One of the things that I like to do is talk about negotiating, because I think this is such an important topic for small business owners, because everything that we do with other human beings is a negotiation. Heck, not just with other human beings. What about with ourselves? I negotiate with myself sometimes, don't you? Yeah, when I'm making a value decision, I make a decision. I compromise with myself or I override something that I previously wanted to do, and I'd have to have a little negotiation with myself. So there's it's such an important and abiding part of our life and our business. And we have to learn how to negotiate if we're going to be successful in business. And you've got to try to become not just a negotiator, but a good negotiator, an effective negotiator. Maybe even a professional negotiator. If you do this long enough, you will become a professional negotiator, because if you don't become a good negotiator, you'll wind up losing more than you win, and that'll cost you money, and you won't stay in business. And that's what happens. One of the things you can find is if you meet somebody who's been in business for a while and they're pretty successful at it, you can pretty much assume that they're pretty good negotiators. So I encourage you to do that. You know, the thing that I like to remind people is that in business, everything's negotiable. But here's the question. Are you a capable negotiator? And one of the things that I like to remind people about is to break the whole process down. There are actually a number of different elements to negotiating. There are hundreds, really. And Jim Camp's written a book on the topic. Other people have as well, that we've talked about on the show, and a lot of negotiating experts, they make their living doing that. But for today, I'd like to break down our discussion on negotiating into three basic categories. First is, what do I want? The second is, why should the other party negotiate with me? And the third is, what are my options? I want to talk about those three today as we continue this theme of negotiating. I know it probably sounds silly, but before you go into any negotiation, and the reason I say it sounds silly is because you think, well, of course I have to know what I want. Well, you know what? I'm not sure that it is silly. I'm not sure it is unnecessary to say that. In fact, it's not unnecessary to say this. Before you go into any negotiation, and I mean well in advance, maybe, you know, a day or two before, so you have time to think about this. Ask yourself, what do I want? And break those things down into, and then when you find out what you want, then break that down into what I must have and what I would like to have. Because when you get into a negotiation, as you get into a negotiation, you're going to find that what you absolutely wanted and had to have might not be available. And so you don't want to decide in the heat of the negotiation what you're willing to give up. You want to know that in advance. And we're going to talk about this a little bit more right after these messages. It's 20 till. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us. And let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Mike Mutzel, Karen Kerrigan, Tony Jerry, and Judy Lawrence. And I'll tell you more about what they're going to talk about later on. All good folks and all old friends. Let's see. Yeah, all of those are old friends of ours. And let me remind you, coming up in a week, a little over a week away, week after next, I will be broadcasting from Orlando, Florida all week long. I'll be down there for my annual pilgrimage to support the SBA in their celebration of Small Business Week. May is Small Business Month, as you know, and that's Small Business Week, and we're going to have a good time and looking forward to that. We'll be down there doing a lot of different things, and so get ready for that. Let's get back into our discussion about negotiating. I was talking about making sure you know what you want. And when I say what you want, I mean, what do I really want? And so ask yourself this, what do I have to have? What is it that I must absolutely, positively, without a doubt, walk away from this negotiation? And then write that down. And then say, okay, what if I can't get that? What if something happens? And you might say, well, if I have to go there, then maybe I'm not a good negotiator. Well, it's not that simple. Negotiating is a very, very nuanced activity. There are a lot of shades. There are a lot of colors and different shades of black and blue and yellow and everything. There are a lot of different shades in a negotiation. You never know what's going to wind up happening. So then write that down. This is what I must have. And as it's looking back to you from a piece of paper, now remember, you're doing this in advance of going into the negotiation, hopefully at least a day before, maybe a week before or a month. And then as you look down at what you just wrote, this is what I must have, then say, what if I can't get that? And your answer might be, well, then I end the negotiation. If I can't have that, that's it. That's the minimum. That's fine. That's your call. But you might want to say this to yourself. You might want to say, okay, I must have that. Nothing else will do. But if I got into the meeting, if I got into the heat of the negotiation, and there was another idea brought up or something else was thrown on the table that sort of changed my perspective a little bit, now what would I possibly be able to live with? What is the, you know, what we're doing is basically we're peeling an onion here, folks. You start out with an onion and let's peel away the top layer of that onion and say, okay, yeah, I wanted it to look like that, but I guess I could do without that top layer. If I was able to get certain things, if I was able to get this or that. And so you go through that whole process with yourself. Until you finally come down. Now, I'm not trying to say that you should compromise on what you want. That's your call. I can't tell you that. All I'm trying to do is to tell you to be prepared to know before you go into that meeting what you're willing to give up. What you can start out asking for the world, but which island are you going to get up first? Give up first, and which continent will you throw off next? You know, whatever it might be, make sure before you go in that you know that. And here's why: because if the other party senses, and they will, you need to assume that the other party is at least as good, if not better, than you as a negotiator. Always assume that. No matter how they act, you need to assume that they've got their cornflakes together. And if you go into a meeting, a negotiating meeting, and it looks like you're not focused, if it looks like you don't know what you want, if you're not willing to discuss the possibilities of what you want, or if you can't make up your mind, then here's what will happen. One of two things will happen. The other party will either disengage and leave, and you won't get anything. You won't have a deal of any kind. Or they'll view you as weak prey. That's right. They'll see, if they smell blood, if they can see a weak negotiator, somebody who's willy-nilly, not knowing what they want, if they're really good at it, they might take advantage. They will take advantage of you if you let them, and you may let them without realizing it, especially if they're real good and you're not good. Either way, you lose. So make sure you know what you want, what you really want when you go to a negotiation. The next thing is, why would anybody negotiate with me? Why would this other party negotiate me? Well, negotiate with me. And what you want to know, what I like to say is, if a genie popped out of a bottle and granted you one wish prior to a negotiation, what you want to know is, ask that genie, what motivates the other party? So what we started out with was, what motivates me? What do I want? What do I want to make sure that I get? What motivates me? And now we're talking about what motivates the other party. Try to put yourself in their shoes. Put yourself in their position. Think about where they're coming from. Now, it's probably impossible to know exactly what motivates them, but you can kind of have an idea. You can at least have thought about it a little bit. And imagine what they're going to come at you with. What's going to be? What have they written down on a sheet of paper and said to themselves, "This is what I want." Think about it from their standpoint. If you'll do that, you'll have a better negotiation for you. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 10 till. We'll come back. We're going to talk about what are your options in a negotiation. Stay with me. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't forget to check out my website when you get a chance, jbsba.com. And please subscribe to my newsletter. It's free. I think you'll like it. And if you decide you don't like it, it's easier to unsubscribe than it is to subscribe. We try to make it easy for you. We want to make sure that you are in an opt-in list. We don't spam anybody. You only get our stuff if you ask for it. And don't forget, we have a very simple and very strict privacy policy. Whatever you give us stays with us. Okay, now we've been talking about negotiating, and I broke it down into three real simple points to think about when you're getting ready for a negotiation. First is, make sure you know what you want. Second is, try to find out what the other person might want. Why would they negotiate with you? Why would they be here? Why would they be coming to the table? What's important to them? And then the third thing is, what are my options? Ask yourself this. What are my options? And the reason you need to ask yourself this question is, if you go into any negotiation and it's the only option you have, if you are down to one option and the only option you have is what's going to come out of this negotiation, well, the chances are 99 to 100 that you're going to wind up getting a bad deal. Because the only way for you to get a deal that you really can be happy with and that can be fair to you at least, is if you're prepared to walk away from the deal. You must be able to conduct a successful negotiation. You must enter that negotiation with the attitude of, at this point in time, once this happens, when I have to go beyond this point, I'm going to walk away. And so what I recommend that everybody that we all do when we go into a negotiation is make sure you have an alternative. Make sure you have a plan B in the hopper. Make sure that you say to yourself, okay, I'm going into the negotiation, and this is what I want. I've already, remember the onion analogy, I've already laid the onion down. This is what I want. I peeled it all back, and this is what I want. And beyond which I won't go. And so we've already done that. So now what you've got to do is get to the point where when you're in the negotiation and you've peeled off some of those layers of the onions and you're getting pretty darn close to the point of no return for you where you're not going to go any further, then you say to yourself, okay, that alternative that I had in the back of my mind, that other direction I could go in, I didn't like it when I came into this negotiation as much as what I thought this one was going to provide. But now I realize this negotiation isn't turning out as good as I hoped it would. It's not, doesn't have the promise that I thought it would have. And so now my alternative is looking at least equally as good, if not better. And so then you say to yourself, first you say to yourself, okay, I'm going to end the negotiation. I'm going to go and pursue the other alternative, at least for now. And then once you check your position with yourself, is that really what I want to do? Then you stand up or you look across the table and you say, you know what? I don't think this is working for me. It probably isn't working for you either. So I think I'm just going to disengage. You won't use that word, but I think I'm going to just, let's just end this right now. And I'm going to go and go in another direction, at least for now. Let's just stop the negotiation. Or maybe all you do is you just say, you know what? I think I want to disengage for today. I want to end our negotiation for right now, and let's get back together. Now, here's what happens. One of two things will happen. If you come to this point, one of two things will happen. The other person will say, okay, that's a good idea. Fine. And you'll walk away, and then what you know is, and if you don't hear back from them, if you don't get another call back, then you'll know that they were at that point too. And so you go and you pursue your alternative. But if you're at that point and you walk away, here's what might happen. You've got an excellent chance of that other person, maybe before you leave the table, saying, well, wait a minute, maybe I can work something else out. And now you get something back. You get more than you thought you were going to get. Or they call you the next day and they say, you know, are you ready to meet again? And if you're not, maybe they'll come back to the table with something else. The best deal is the one you're willing to walk away from. The best deal you'll ever get is the one you're willing to walk away from. Remember this, whatever you do, don't fall in love with any deal unless you want to make the party's day. Write this on a rock, folks. Love is for lovers. This is business. Thanks for listening. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program really is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.